loves and delights in all people. We stand in awe before you, knowing that the spark of life within each person is the spark of your divine life. Differences among cultures and races are multicolored manifestations of your life. May our hearts and our minds be open to celebrate similarities and differences among our sisters and brothers. And may all people live in peace in your glorious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please be comfortable, my brothers and sisters. A blessed good morning to my St. Sebastian family and friends of St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And that's about as nice the lessons will be this morning. If you were ever coming into a church for the first time and decided you wanted to be a Christian, and you listened to these lessons this morning, you most likely would have gotten up and disappeared, because there is so much hell and damnation. There's a scary part of it. But the gospel was not made to always be nice and wonderful. This one today is as challenging, being satisfying, it has fear, most of all, it has a personal reflection. I love the two phrases in the gospel that brings us to a place where we must find a deep personal introspection of ourselves. Who are we and where are we, and what is the outcome of our present circumstance? The two words I focus on this morning is the wilderness experience of John and John the Baptist and his call for repentance. I tried to find a story that I could share with you, and at 8 o'clock I now realize I have younger members of the church, and I will see if they remember the story. I know my older members remember Robinson Crusoe. Can everyone put up their hands and remember Robinson Crusoe? Even the young ones do. I am impressed. If you knew that Robinson Crusoe had traveled from Switzerland and he was shipwrecked on an island, I only found out this week what the name of the island is. Can anyone tell me the name of that island? That's what the story tells us. It is called Juan Fernandez Island off Chile. I never knew the exact name of the island, but I found that out in my research this week, so now you can say Treasure Island, but it's San Juan Fernandez Island off Chile. And if you remember the story, when he got stuck on the island, he was pretty much in what I call his wilderness experience. He was there by himself, he knew nothing, the place, he didn't know the terrain. But out off the ship, there were two things that he brought with him, that he founded. He founded a cross. And he used that cross to make markings daily to tell the amount of days he had stayed on the island. The other thing he found was a Bible. And he read that Bible daily, and that's what brought about his Christianity and his love for Christ. It was what I call his teaching moment. And I call it what I call his wilderness experience. But throughout that love for his wilderness experience, and when he was in those dark days, God then granted him a friend. And can anyone tell me the name of his friend that he met on the island?
Friday.
Friday, exactly. You know, I've asked that question and many people said Tuesday. But Friday was his name. And they became friends. And then they recognized that people, the natives would come on the island and kill, pretty much commit, the prisoners would be killed. And then he went about saving those prisoners. So he went from his wilderness experience to experience the love of Christ and then doing good. And I give you this story today because John the Baptist is telling us that we all, at some time in our lives, will have what I call a wilderness experience. It's a time where nothing seems to go right. No matter how much you try, even if you read your Bible, it just seems to be stuck and everything is just going
And it just doesn't happen to you alone. It seems to happen to your family and everyone. And you say, where is God in all of this? And you ask yourself, can I still continue to trust in God? I remember my wilderness experience. I left to go to seminary and I spent the first year in Barbados. And if you were me, you were going back to your homeland to do your first year of seminary. You knew everyone there. It would be the perfect situation. But for a year, if there were 10 people visiting me on the island, I had a lot. I know more than 100 or 200 people. The island is 144 square miles, which means you could drive to me in the morning and say hi and be back home before lunch. It was my wilderness experience, but it was the best experience for me because it built up a strength and a character that gave me the determination to know what I am about, how to build a relationship with God. This wilderness experience for John the Baptist was a form of spirituality. And I'll just give you a little bit of the theology, because in the Exodus tradition, Christianity was more from the outside rather than the inside. It was built more on being experiencing in an external factor rather than the temple. Because normally everything happened in the temple. Every Saturday you went to the temple. Everything was done from a religious standpoint in the temple. But in the Exodus tradition, everything now was done more externally, so that brought the strength of Christianity. We come to church weekly. Yes, we worship, but sometimes we are here and we come and we're comfortable because it's the place of God. So we said we tend to believe that it's a place of comfort. But then when we go out in our lives, things can appear difficult. There's a time where you see pain, suffering, rejection, you're being ignored, and sometimes you don't feel like you're being loved. And you must have that experience where you're doing the right thing. And no matter what you do, it just doesn't seem like it's enough. And you get it most in mom's family. And you can shake your head, it's understandable. You do so much for your family, but you feel that they're not giving it back to you. And you ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? You are not doing anything wrong. It is just a time where you do your self-reflection. What I do is, when I get to this point, it allows me to pray more. And even sometimes we fast. And also we go into meditation. Because your wilderness experience is not going to last a lifetime. It gives you a chance to look into yourself and say, am I doing what Jesus Christ would expect of me to do? And yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're knowing of your commandments. You're loving your neighbor as you love yourself. As long as you are doing the best you can and you know that you're doing the life of Christ, whatever happens on the exterior, you really can't change. God made us all uniquely different. We hope that we will all be the same, and we hope our brothers and sisters and our family will love us. It's just not possible. People are people. You can do 50 wonderful things for someone today, and the first wrong thing you do, all of those 50 things are thrown out, and you're just remembered by that one thing. That's okay. God doesn't keep that kind of a score. We all are humans, so we will fall at some time. It is how you get back up. And in other words, it's called, how do you come out of that wilderness experience and says, God, I know you are here with me. I trust in you. I trust in you. You are my Savior. If you read in the gospel, when the Sadducees and the Pharisees realized that if they had to be baptized, they could then be included in this new ministry. But baptism alone is not going to save them. Now we're all baptized. So we are already saved and baptized in Christ.
responsibility is just to show the love of Christ in our lives. Show it to each brother and sister. I know when they did the salvation on it, when we did the ring of the bell. That was a form of showing love to your brothers and neighbors. Yes, as you sat there and you rang the bell, or you may sing a song, or read a passage, there are some people who, yes, placed something in the pot. Others didn't. Some may have said to you, I did it already. And then you might have looked into their eyes and goes, I know you really did it. You're just saying it to get over. But that's not for you to judge them. Because you were doing the work of God. You are there remembering that there are others in this world today who are not as fortunate as you. And boy, this week was a little chilly. So if you were outside ringing that bell, you would hope that bell would have got you warm. But it was not the sense that it was chilly. It was your commitment to service for Christ. You know what Jesus was looking down and saying? Look at how wonderful my children are. They're doing it. They're loving one another as I love them. They're doing my works. It may be simple as just standing there and ringing a bell, but for Christ, it means a lot more than just ringing a bell. It's service. It's coming out of that wilderness moment and coming into the light of Christ. In our reflection today, I read Frederick Temple tells us about Advent. He said it's a time to call to a repentance of thought. You're to summon a different kind of sorrow, a different kind of self-discipline. We are summoned to an absolutely just tribunal. We must prepare for it by anticipating it. In other words, we prepare and expect whatever we have done the best and anticipate what good will come. Our final outcome as we light the candle for peace is the peace that I give to you and the peace I leave with you. Our baptism is the water that signifies our acceptance in Christ. We repent and prepare our new renewal to reestablish our commitment today in our belief that Jesus Christ is our true and personal Savior. Keeping our eyes on all things that gives a closer relationship with Christ is our satisfaction. And all in all, God created us to be focused on the ability to change so we can find a bigger and better way. This is as we come from our wilderness experience. Only by letting go of our kingdoms, we can touch with the bigger picture of God's kingdom. I ask you this morning to let Advent be a time for you to grow closer to God's tenderness and prepare the way so he can enter in, and not I-N, but I-N-N. Enter in our hearts. Make room for him. Make room for him. Your hearts are open and he's willing and ready to come in. Make room for him. He is ready and able to come in. Yes, there was darkness. Yes, there was a wilderness. Yes, there will be light again. And as we go through Advent, we know when we get to Christmas, we will see the light of Christ.